world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, you know, I just noticed something here as we're getting ready to go live. A buddy of mine just sent me people do this all the time. They send me texts and emails, say, Coach, you got to see this. You got to see this. And then I go to see it, and I have to get a subscription to watch it. You guys know what I'm talking about? So you got to read this article in the Cincinnati Inquirer, and I go to the Cincinnati Inquirer, and I got to purchase. Why is that? Because obviously newspapers are... The day will be very, very soon where there won't be any newspapers, local newspapers. And I look at our local newspaper, the Newark Advocates, the paper we've always had here, and it's nothing but sports stories, because parents go out and buy the newspaper because they can read about their son in the newspaper and they keep the clips. But for the most part, you know, that's kind of stuff that, hey, listen, man, excited to be with you today. Really excited. It's December 2nd. It is the birth date of Maggie, our daughter Maggie. What a wonderful mom she is. Her daughter, we had a birthday yesterday and for her daughter. Today is her birthday, and I'm heading someplace today. It's going to make some of you nervous, but I don't care. So Michelle and I had good cake and everything last night, and it was all good. And today's December 2nd, and we got birthdays everywhere you look around here. So last night when we were at the little birthday party, I noticed something. We only have two grandsons, Michelle and I. We're blessed to have two grandsons. I had to do the math real quick, looked up, see if I was going to get yelled at from the queen upstairs. We have 11 grandkids, 9 of them are girls. So I want everybody to know this. When you watch this show right now, I love women. I love our granddaughters. I want the best for our granddaughters. I love my wife. Our two daughters, Abby and Maggie, are just unbelievable moms and homemakers. And neither one of them have a job. And they're raising the most profound little children. But last night, I noticed something. Our youngest grandson, Declan, I have a picture. I don't know if I can send that to you or not. I don't know if I can. It doesn't matter. Declan is all boy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you get one that's all boy, jumping on everything, hitting everything, knocking stuff down. He's only, I forget ages. He's 5 maybe. I don't know. How old is he, Michelle? Doesn't matter. Anyway, and I noticed something last night. He gets treated differently. So what do you mean? Everybody's always telling him to calm it down. Declan, stop that, Declan. Hey, Declan. And all he is a boy. Just a boy acting like a boy. But we want to domesticate him. We want him to act like, anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? We want him, that dude's a boy. He'll be somebody out there, as we talked about in the pre-show, he'll be shooting deer and cutting their heads off. It's in him. And I sat there and I watched him last night. How many times he jumped on somebody or rolled over on somebody. And I'm thinking, dude, put him on Ritalin. Right, Paul? And then what they do, put him on Ritalin. He's acting like a boy. He can't be having that going on, acting like a boy. And then I looked at our other grandson, David. David's a little bit older. He's starting to turn into understand things about difference between a man and a woman, a boy and a girl. He's understanding it. And he's surrounded by all these cousins and sisters and no males around him. And everybody's trying to always domesticate David. David, be gentle, David. David, why? Because he's got little kids. You don't want to hurt him. We all understand that. But I want to go something a little bit deeper today, if we can. And that would be what I would believe to be. Hey, Betty, give me permission. Say, go ahead and say the truth. Can we go ahead and do that? Can I do it, Betty?
Say the truth, Coach.
Okay. What we're seeing is the feminization of America. By the way, the feminization of the American male in particular. I want to make this point very, very clear. I had Michelle on here last week. And what's the rule? I run the house. She runs the home. And we're perfectly okay in those traditional family roles. Remember Leave It to Beaver? Anybody remember Leave It to Beaver? Right? Father knows
best. Love it.
Huh? Remember those shows that we used to, you and I, we all grew up with? We watched Father Knows Best where Dad was in charge, and we watched My Three Sons where there really wasn't even a woman in the house and all that kind of stuff. The idea of being a man and yada, 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 yada. I'm going to dig into that today because I think it's been one of the most unbelievable, powerful weapons of the enemy, and we don't even understand it. So before I go any further, I love women. I love women. I don't think they're below me. I don't think they're not equal to me. I don't think any of that stuff. But I think there are traditional male and female roles, and those male and female roles have been blended or switched. And as a result, look at what's going on in our nation. And then I want to tie something else to it as we get into this. It's the government has done it to us, folks. The government has done it to us. Through inflation, it's almost impossible for mom and dad, one of them, to be able to stay home. It's almost impossible. They both have to work. When they both have to work, then they have to put the child, whether it be in preschool, wherever, they put the child in an environment where someone maybe is giving them the values that's not even the same values. Not even the same values that you're teaching your home. Now, I'm not being critical of anybody. I'm going to tell you this. Abby's got four children. She's got four. Do my math. Four. Abby's never worked outside the home a day in her marriage. Maggie, over here, she got five of them. She's never worked a day. Well, that's not true. She'll take a part. She does a part-time gig sometimes on the weekend. But Maggie and Abby, our daughters, are home with the children. And the men go work. Now, everybody relax a second. Relax. I don't know your particular situation. And I'm not being critical of you. But the worst thing that ever happened to us was the women's feminine movement. I'm going to show you some stuff here today, if I can do that, okay? I don't know if we can get back to it or not. You know why they hate Donald Trump? Because he acted like a man. In fact, a man that a lot of women don't like. Don't like him. Now, hang on. I'm not talking about his policies. I'm talking about his brashness, his bravado. Anybody out there besides me remember Archie Bunker?
Oh, yeah, Edith.
You remember those days of Archie Bunker? And we all sat around and laughed at him because of the masculine, misogynistic things he said. But the misogynistic, masculine things Archie Bunker said, everybody was saying everywhere. And so they wanted to make Archie out to be a freak. And when a Jew, if you have those same views as Archie and you voiced him, you were a freak. Folks, that's what all about. And what did we see in All in the Family? We saw Archie and Edith, a compliant wife. And Archie, the bull, sits in the chair and farts and barks at everybody. And then what? His daughter, who's bossy, and her submissive husband. Right in front of us. They're doing it to us right in front of us. And we laughed at it. We laughed at it. What did Archie call his son-in-law? Anybody remember what he called son-in-laws?
Meathead.
A meathead. Because why? He was a meathead. He was a meathead. And Archie was the old guard, the old masculine guard dying off. Okay? Now, hang on. I understand times change, economies change. I understand all that. I understand women's liberation, yada, yada. But I'm going to tell you something. For the most part, if we look across America, there weren't hardly any divorces. You better listen to me. There weren't hardly any divorces. The women started to go to work with men. That was a bad, bad recipe. A woman going and being around other men all day long. Not good. Not good. Not good. I'm heading somewhere today. I'm not going to make some of you mad. I don't care if it makes you mad or not. I always try to diagnose what's going on wrong here. What's wrong here? And go show you some stuff here. Good. Joe Allen, must be a good question. Go ahead, Joe. No other questions. Hey, I got some stuff I got to show you. Go ahead, Joe.
So to dummy down feminized males, this is why we have a transgender congressman in Delaware. Enough said.
That's one of the reasons. Okay, let me show you here something, okay? Let me show you. I'll put it down there. Sitcom number seven. Sitcom actors from the 80s. Males now. We're just going to go down fast, okay? This is what, luckily, I don't know, the CBS, do they even have evening shows? I can't even tell you the last time I watched CBS, I haven't watched it yet, right? So here are the sitcom actors in the 80s. Remember this, behind the scenes, someone's trying to manipulate the human home, okay? I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to show you who they were. You'll remember. You'll say, yeah. And I want you to ask yourself this as you watch this. As we scroll down 19 sitcom actors from the 80s. How many of them were real men? Ted Danson. Go ahead. From Cheers. Go ahead. These are the role models. Oh, yeah. Michael J. Fox. These were our role models. Go ahead. He ended up in jail because he's raping people. Go ahead. Bill Cosby. Roseanne. Yeah. Look how fat she was. Huh? Oh, Tony Danza. Uh-huh. Any males? Anybody seen any males yet? Anybody sniff any testosterone yet? Keep going. Oh, Bob Newhart. Oh, yeah, he was masculine as hell, wasn't he? Go ahead. Next one. Oh, yeah, Sherman. Yeah, the Jeffersons. Yeah, that was really, yeah, that's good. Oh, heck, Alan Thicke, Growing Pains. Oh, yeah, boy, he was a stud. Yeah, go ahead. Who's this? Mark Paul. I don't even know. Saved by the Bell. Oh, that pussy. Yeah. Oh, how about him? Oh, yeah. Jaleel White, huh? Oh, yeah, move on. I'm not talking about the girls here. It doesn't matter who the girls are. See, they're making the girls glamorous so your daughters don't want to be wives and home kitmates. How about this? John Goodman, Rosa Ann. Was that ever a concoction made in hell, huh? Oh, yeah. The Fonz, the big pussy Fonz, acting like he was tough. And everybody laughed at him because we knew he wasn't tough, right? He was a blowhard male. Come on now. Just telling you the truth. They've conditioned us. Who's, oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, what a, huh? I don't even know who he is, but I remember. Go on. Huh? Oh, yeah. What's this? Bronson Pinchot, Perfect Stranger. Oh, look at those two males. Look at those guys, those studs over there, huh? Hey, friends, they pumped this stuff into our homes for a generation. Now, thank God. Okay, good. Thank God. I don't think people sit around and watch sitcoms anymore. Maybe they do. I don't think they do. So I said, okay, well, that was pretty good. Let's do this. How about some sitcom? How about number six? Anybody remember these guys? Huh? Anybody grow up watching these guys? Clint Eastwood? Uncle, who next? Anybody remember watching these? Hey, compare this to Tony Danza. Matt Dillon? Huh? Come on, you seen these guys on TV anymore? Go on, who's next? Gunsmoke. Rawhide. Hit him up, move him on, hit him up. Rawhide, right? Lorne Greene, Bonanza. Raising his boys to be men. Go on. Michael Landon, Little Joe. Hey, what was his name? Little Joe? And they kind of excuse Little Joe for being a sissy sometimes because he was a kid brother. But Haas straightened him out, and so did Parnell Jones, whatever his name was. James Maverick. You might remember these other than me. Anybody remember this? Go ahead. Who's next? Steve McQueen, Wanted Dead or Alive. Hey, folks, they put this show on the air today, they'd cancel it. They would hide it from your boys. They would never let you see it. Rifleman, oh, I love that one. You know what else I love? Lucas McCain. Was always defending his little boy and always had his little boy with him, didn't he? You remember him that crack, 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 huh? Oh, go ahead. Lone Ranger. Oh, Wagon Train. Oh, I used to. Folks, we grew up watching this stuff, didn't we? Anybody out there, can you raise your hand? Any man out there? Yep, sure did. Have gun, will travel. Oh, man, Richard Boone. Number 10, Lee Majors, the big valley. Although, to be honest with you, he started to soften it a little bit, didn't he? Lee Majors in the big valley. Big valley. Is there any more of them? You can name some more, right? You could name some more. And then I want you to think about what they make men look like today on our sitcom. I don't even watch it. Now, I did this one. I'm going someplace else. You ready? Let me see here. Got to find it over here. Number three. 15 male news anchors and reporters. And I want you to help me out here. Hey, Paul, since you're the doctor, okay, and you do tests, if you sniff any ounce of testosterone, let me know, would you? Any ounce of testosterone at all. This is Jose Diaz-Balart, Craig Melvin, and Chris Hayes. Oh, Jose Diaz-Balart. Oh, he looks studly. Go ahead. Go on. Craig Melvin, go ahead. Keep on. I don't know how long it takes to pop up. Oh, yeah. Oh, this freak, Chris. These people are on TV every day making you think that's what men are. And they're not. That's not what, that guy ain't what men are. Not real men. Chris Hayes. Really? Really? Ari Melbert. Folks, you got to bear with me a second because it takes a while for some of these to pop up. Lawrence O'Donnell. Give me a break. Give me a break. Huh? Come on. Who's that? Joe Scarborough, controlled by his wife. Amen? Huh? Who's it? Willie Geist, born in 1975. Folks, this is the new American male that they are feeding the generation coming behind us. By the way, I got to say, Paul, do I have to say this? Give me a thumbs up. Do I have to say this? Okay. How about if I pulled up masculine pastors? Think I could find any? Anybody think I could find any masculine pastors? I don't even know who this guy is. Jonathan Lanier, born in 1979. Huh? Training sissyhood. Go ahead. What's the next one? Oh, yeah. Jonathan Capehart. Well, he's an old guy. He's born in 1967. He's been active since the 90s. Oh, God. Okay, you get what I'm... are you picking it up here? Ali Velshi, who's she? Who the hell hired Ali Velshi? Anybody know who hired him? And who did they, what group did they, when they take a survey to think Ali Velshi would be a good guy to have up there? How about Trymaine Lee, born 1978? Do you think Trymaine Lee's ever seen Ponderosa? You ever think he's ever seen Have Gun Real Travel? You think if he's ever seen Clint Eastwood and Dirty Harry? I'd say no, probably never. Wouldn't even know what they are. Mehdi Hasan. Oh, okay, get him off there. Because that's what they've been doing to us. Okay, now hang on. Point number 10. Top male podcasters. They call him conservative. First of all, Ben Shapiro. Anybody, when you think of masculine, anybody out there think of Ben Shapiro? Give me a thumbs up if you think of Ben Shapiro. Masculine. Sorry. No, who's next? Matt Walsh. I like Matt Walsh, but passive masculine. Steve Dace. You know what this shows you, folks? Steve Dace. I mean, he's good. You think of him as spitting and scratching his anybody think he scratches his balls? I mean, folks, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm trying to show you what's happened to us, okay? Relatable with Ali Beth Stuckey. I like her. Come on, find this. Where's Coach Dave Live? Michael Knowles show. Oh, he's cool and calm and passive. How many of you out there have run into women who don't want to watch Coach Dave because I'm too masculine? Anybody? They don't like the yelling. They don't. Come on. Josh Hammond. Okay, so you get it? You get what's going on? And it's Guy Benson. Who the hell's Guy Benson? He offers listeners smart, fast-paced political, cultural insights from a right-leaning perspective. Clint Eastwood would knock his ass over into the cars. Verdict with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is softy. Ted Cruz is a soft conservative.
Soft. I love this. Coach, keep going, man.
Because look, we better realize how they programmed. Mark Levin. We liked Mark Levin when he was a conservative, but now we find out that he's Jew first. But anybody disagree with that? He's been exposed. Jeff Kooner, Charlie Kirk. Okay, hang on. John Fred. I don't even know these guys. How do I get to be on the top podcast? How do I make that? Well, they would never let me make it because I'm homophobic and bigoted. And by the way, masculine. Not afraid to say what I think. Right? And can I tell you the truth? I couldn't be a football coach today because I wouldn't be very good at getting in touch with a person's inner self. My coach said, get your ass on the bench. That's what my coach said. Learn to do it right or don't come. That's what my coach said. Right? Okay, hang on. So, pull up number one. Folks, they're programming. Did I already do number one? Folks, look. Here are the reporters who are giving you the news. I put down here, this is no masculine, top 15 male news anchors. Scroll down. Brian Stelzer. Are you kidding me? Folks, these guys are controlling the news. Go ahead, go next one. Oh, no, let's play this sissy. Is this a male or not? Or do they want males to act like females? What do they want? Go ahead and listen to this.
The president.
See if this guy puts you in the mind of Hoss Cartwright, will you? Go ahead.
Has ramped up his attacks on journalists in recent weeks. This isn't a new strategy for him. We have seen this. What is this all about? Is this just about controlling the narrative?
To delegitimize the media. I would say it's to delegitimize the media, Jessica. This media bias monitor is being produced at taxpayer expense.
Get him off
it's
the screen.
Featured
get
part
that
of the White
a-hole
House.
Off of the screen. Get him off there. Get him off there. That guy's being fed in your house every day. Do you think it's by design? Anybody think it's by design that they're putting him in there and not Coach Dave Live? Number 10, did I do that? Top male podcasters, did I do that? Yeah, I did that. You know who's lighting up, don't you? Joe Rogan. You know who else is you know who the number one podcast in America is? Say what you want to about it. Candace Owens. Because she acts like a man. She acts like a man. She confronts evil, right? Number one podcast in America, Candace Owens. Joe Rogan. Think of the people now who will have to go to alternative sources because the media ain't going to put them on. Okay. Now take a breath and open it up. One more thing, okay? Femboys, Gerald. Femboys. Okay? Number two. Masculine, feminine energy. Traits. Scroll down. Keep going. I'll tell you when to stop. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, here we go. Masculine traits. Physical strength. That's why the women's basketball league will never make it. Men see women playing out there. I had two daughters who played college sports. I loved watching them, but they weren't men. Stop doing it. It's all brainwashing. Men have emotional control. Men are typically encouraged to suppress their emotions as a sign of strength. Sexual prowess. Some of these things aren't good, folks. But God put in man the aggressive sexual prowess. Man is the hunter. Like it or not. And you know what? You go to Facebook right now, and you wouldn't be surprised at women offering up their bodies on Facebook. You don't even have to chase them anymore. Competitiveness. Often masculinity is associated with the need to compete and win. Anybody feel manly when you're doing this? I feel manly when I do all this stuff. Dominance, exerting control in social situations is often seen as masculine. That's why they've been trying to give us a female president. Come on, folks. Come on. They're trying to destroy masculinity because the only thing that will stand up against evil is masculine traits. It's the only thing. It's the only thing. Does anybody think there's anything masculine about Kamala Harris? Really? Come on. Competitiveness, dominance, these are masculine traits. I didn't make this up. Exerting control in social situations is often seen as a masculine trait. Hey, Betty, I'm pretty masculine here, aren't I? On this show, am I masculine? Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt of whether I have a vagina or a penis. I mean, we're pretty clear here. Pretty clear. Okay, so folks, these are cultural, historical norms. Okay? Stoicism. Number 6, Spencer, go down a little bit, please. Stoicism, preserving your composure. Preserving your composure. I remember when you never saw a man cry in public. Anybody remember that? Never did. Folks, by the way, not that these are all good, okay? Some of these things have been really, really damaging to men, but these are not masculine traits. Financial independence. I know a lot of men, even today, who have a hard time taking financial help. Because we all know that it's the job of the man to provide. We all know that. And I believe that some marriages fall apart when women go out and make more money than their husband because the role reversed. Authority. Men who wield authority, either at home, are often seen as embodying masculinity. Donald Trump is masculine to a fault, but he's masculine. Okay? We could do more. This is what it used to be. I didn't make this chart up. What about the women? Let's say about the women. Scroll down, Spence. Is it having women traits down there? What feminine traits? Huh? Well, what are they? Emotional openness. Women are typically expected to be more open with their emotions. Women are nurturing. Sadly, all women aren't nurturing because they're often making more money than their husbands. Nurturing behavior. Femininity is also associated with nurturing and caring for others. My wife is the most nurturing feminist woman I know. It's her greatest strength is her nurturing character. Empathy. Women have empathy or understanding. When I'm coaching a football team, I ain't got time to be empathetic. I'll be empathetic after the game when we're watching the films. But in the heat of the battle, I ain't got no time to go rub somebody on the back and tell him how brave he is. All right? That's a woman's trait. Verbal communication. Women are often associated with verbal skills. And often men don't. It's just the way we are. Sometimes, maybe it's our dad, whatever. I just don't communicate like a soft man. I communicate like a man. Somebody give me some thumbs up. I'm just looking for affirmation here. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Huh? All right. By the way, my wife loves my masculine assertiveness. Do you know why? Because she loves her femininity. And she loves the fact that I'm assertive and protector. She wishes I would do more work around the house, that I would mow the grass better and I'd pull the weeds. She wishes I would do that kind of stuff. But she knows in this house, I'm in control and it brings her peace. I can bring her down here and let her testify to you. Cooperation, modesty. Cultural norms often link modesty or humility with femininity. Wow. Women aren't feminine anymore. I see some of these girls and stuff that they're wearing. You're just advertising sex, just advertising your body. And then you bitch when men complain that they're trying to get your body. You advertise it, and then you get mad when they want to buy it. Somebody say amen. So you, I know I'm, huh? Come on. Women have greater concern for appearance. Women are more flexible, especially emotional, commonly viewed as feminine traits, adaptability, flexibility, patience. Historically, patience has often been hailed as a female virtue. Actually, it's a fruit of the spirit, isn't it? Gracefulness, such as, anybody think of Rosie O'Donnell when you think of gracefulness? Joy Behar, the girls on The View. Pull up number 8, and I'm going to open it up. Pull up number 8, The View. Are you there? Are you getting there, Spence? There you go. Here's The View. And you ask me, this is the most watched female show directed at females. And scroll down, who are they? Who are they? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Can you imagine a show where they put Michelle on there? They put some real soft, strong, conservative women and called it The Other View instead of this. I was going to say bitch, Paul, but I won't say it. This thing here, that thing there, trying to make us think these are normal women. You're telling me this is a normal woman? Any man out there attracted to that? And I don't even know who Sarah Haynes is. They just brought her in there because they probably need somebody pretty because those other two are pigs. But what about this one? She can't figure out whether, which is, anyway, Sunny Host. And, do you have any idea how many women are watching this? The undermining of the American family watching these girls. Oh my goodness. Ava Navarro. Somebody can do some research with her. Do you think she's married? Do you think Ava Navarro is married? Go back up. No, the other way. She might be. She's pretty. She might be married. She might be. Well, she could be like Ellen. Ellen. Go and scroll down. Ellen. You know Ellen DeGeneres? He's married to a woman. Spencer, keep going back up the top. Not married. I would say I'm married. Maybe because she's kind of pretty. Maybe. But I don't know. Go on. Go to the next one. Probably she's pretty. But she's pretty enough to be married. Although that doesn't mean anything. But a lot of women. Rush Limbaugh, remember, got himself in trouble because the feminist movement was made for unattractive women. You think this lady's married? Anybody know anything about whether she's married? Can you imagine being married to Whoopi? Oh, God, my God, help me. Go on down, next one. Can anybody imagine? No, the other way. Can anybody imagine being married to Joy Behar? Now, ask ourselves this as I'm opening it up here. Why does the media promote these women? Oh, well, married to Steve. She's married? Steve Janowitz. Wow. I'd like to see him. They're all married. All right. One of them married to men or to clunks? I don't care. So what's Coach, why are you doing this today? Because I'm trying to show you the undermining of the male-female roles. What do you think we got transgenderism and all this other stuff, the confusion comes along with it? When it's 24 hours a day, the media is feeding us anti-normal masculine-feminine roles. One more thing and I'm moving up. You should have seen our two daughters, Maggie and Abby, who are both now homeschool moms. You should have seen how competitive they were. Oh, my God. Playing against other girls, they would knock your teeth out. They had a competitive nature, but they were feminine. You might know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? One more, just quick jab, Spencer. What percentage of the women's basketball, so WNBA, what percentage are lesbians?
A lot of them.
38%. 38%. That's 4 in 10. Of women in the NBA are openly LGBT. Openly. Unbelievable. Okay. Come on in, Gino.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's why I like to tell my kids to read the book of Ephesians. It expressly states how a family is supposed to be ran. Wives. Now, women, I'm not saying you're supposed to be slaves. No.
Of course not.
Submit yourselves unto your husband, but the husband is supposed to love his wife as himself. They two become one. They're That's not right. overpowering each other. They work together, and there is a role in marriage. I have four sons, and it's all failed because women want to take control.
Well, and men let them, Gene.
And my boys let them. That they did. And I let my wife, too. It's a long story with my wife.
It's a long story. That's right. We don't have to.
It's a long story. I know. But anyway.
We don't have to bleed out here. But it's the truth.
The book of Ephesians. Yes.
That's right. Male and female. He made them male and female. And friends, if they can If the enemy can just destroy that very in the beginning, God created, if he can just destroy that, just can destroy that, he destroys the home. And again, I won't go there. We're all complicit in it. Dale says, hard times make strong men. That's, isn't that the truth, man? Suck it up, buttercup. Suck it up. Declan yesterday, last night, geez, he criminy. He's up on top of the couch. He's under the couch. He's beside the couch. He's running around. He's punching. He's kicking. And what's everybody trying to do? Make him act like a girl. I mean, not really, but you got, get what I'm saying? So you get a guy like Declan, and you put him in kindergarten. What's the job of the kindergarten teacher? Make sure he gets all that testosterone out of that boy. Get that, make him sit down, behave, shut his mouth, and be a good little servant. That's, come on, man. I'm just telling you the truth. Because why? Because you can't have a disruptive kid in a classroom because it disrupts everybody else. I get it. But you are crushing the creativity and natural function of that little boy. Nothing wrong with a little bit of discipline. Shame on us. If we don't recognize, your leader is going to have discipline. Hey, folks. Spencer, real quick, I'm sorry. I'll get to James. Spencer, pull up Republican leadership. I want to see if you see any real men. Who are they? How about John Thune, John Barrasso, Tom Cotton, Shelley Moore Capito, and I know her, James Lankford, Tim Scott, Chuck Grassley, Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, Tom Emmerer, Guy Rensselaer. I don't even know who these. Do you guys know who these guys are? There's a guy out there named Thomas Massey, and Trump hates him. You know why Trump hates him? Because they're two roosters. They're two roosters going at each other, right? And Ted Cruz used to be one of those roosters. But they've domesticated him. He wants to be president of the United States, Cruz does, so they domesticated him real quickly. James Thomas, come on in. Somebody else was up there and they disappeared. Come on back in. Go ahead, James.
Yeah.
Hey, James. Well, how many people do a show like this, brother? Some of the women are mad right now. Some of the women are mad.
If they can't get to the kids through by the teaching, they put them on drugs, and that kind of does them in.
You know? Boy, oh boy!
I was scrolling through Liberty Daily a while ago, and kind of I was listening to you, and this popped up: United Methodist pastor socks congregants by revealing himself to be a transgender during the sermon.
Awesome, tolerant, and diverse. Women values.
Oh my God! I was like, "Oh, well, does that not fit into this little thing we're talking about today?" I mean, it's pretty bad that if your congregation doesn't know that you're friggin' who you are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, so James, here's the problem. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings out there. Pastors understand this: women run the home.
And they run the church,
and they know that if they can appeal to the woman, the family will come. Somebody say boom, right? Cowboy churches. If I started a hardcore cowboy church, men would come. I'm telling you, they'd come. Can you imagine how much they'd hate me if I did? Because the culture requires passive men. That's what the culture is trying to produce, passive men. That's why they hate Trump. I'm not defending Trump. I'm showing you why they hate him. They hate him. He's masculine. James, your hand's still up. Anybody? James, come on in. Unless you didn't take it down. Anybody else?
Sorry, brother. Love you,
Dave. Shut down the home? Go ahead, James.
All right, go ahead. I forgot to put it in. Love you.
Okay, all right, buddy. Eileen, you mad at me, Eileen?
No. First of all.
Hey, by the way, Eileen, it was Perry Mason. It wasn't Patty Mason. Go ahead.
Exactly what I'm going to talk about. When I practiced law for about 20 years, because my father, he was a lawyer, so he had a big influence on me. never realizing what it was going to do to me. And when I went through, I'll call it my first change of life, nervous breakdown, depressed, stressed out. And then he told me, yes, this law business is not fit for man or beast, let alone women. I'm like, now you tell me. But by the grace of God, when I took some time off, I got this book. And I don't remember who the author is, but the book is titled, When Winning at Work Means Losing at Life. And it's about women that go into male-dominated professions.
Wow.
And that their femininity, all their character, their natural God-given characteristics are suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're battling out there. Every day is a fight. And just vicious and abusive. And that really, I spent 1 year crying. And then I learned from the book that nature will not exist in a void and will not be suppressed. And so it was like that geyser coming up. So it took me a number of years to realize, okay, I can't do this anymore. I got to find what God has called me to do.
Amen.
So that's number one. Number two, it's my dear mother's birthday. I'm one of eight kids. They didn't get married till they were 30, and she wanted 13, but she got tired. So she had eight, 1 year after another. But the quote I remember that has been pierced in my heart is, she always said, I don't care if this is 2025 AD or 2025 BC, the rules of God are the same.
Wow.
Thanks, Coach.
Amen. By the way, Danica, happy birthday. Who else? I got him right down here. Who else?
Brett. Brett.
Brett, happy birthday. Maggie, happy birthday. Stop. Let me stop a minute. I love women. I want the best for my daughters. And you know what I love most about it? They both married men who are in charge of the home.
Morning, Joe.
Huh?
Great, great. I'll move.
And you know what? You know what? The family functions properly. By luck. And I bet you if you guys look at your children, the relationships of your children, I'll bet the ones that are not, I don't want to say successful, the marriages that are having trouble is over this issue. It's over this issue. Men capitulate because they want to get laid. Huh? Come on, somebody, come on. Early in the marriage. And then once they learn to capitulate, mom's in charge of that. I'll shut up. Come on in, Dave Allison.
Yeah, great show, Coach. Spencer, could you bring up 1 John 3:8, please? Verse 8.
1 John 3:8.
Yeah.
He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. And for this purpose, what? The devil's sin. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil.
So, Coach, my question is, in my church, if I start a men's group called the Destroyer's Disciples, I think that will go over?
No.
But that's really what we are, right?
That's right.
We're disciples of the Destroyer.
That's right. And folks, do you understand where feminism took us? It took us to the slaughter of our own unborn children. Why? Because the culture said, your body, your choice. Not your husband. And then your husband was more than happy for you to get an abortion. By the way, your boyfriend was more than happy for you to get an abortion. Your body, your choice. Because if you got an abortion, you didn't have to pay anything for it. So the most irresponsible thing that a woman could do is let her boyfriend skip out the back door because it's her body and her choice. And it isn't. It's a lie. In fact, if they had the baby and they got a divorce, daddy would have to pay for that baby, wouldn't he, till he's 18 years old? Women are so stupid. I'm sorry, the women's movement, so deceptive. So deceptive. The women's movement has so sold out women. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, we have to, as men, we have to figure out how to encourage young men to be men. I had many, many in my life. I can go all the way back to 1969. I had my sea bag over my shoulder and I was halfway up the hatch and I didn't see who was talking to me, but I knew the voice. My boss, Joe Lahasset, said, "You'll be back in a week." I was headed for diving school and he knew that if he said that, I would do anything not to come back in a week.
Little reverse psychology on you there, huh?
It worked. It worked.
Amen. Amen. So Jack, I think about our grandson Declan and our grandson David. Should I scold them when they're aggressive with their cousins? That's their natural inclination. They're not picking on them. That's their natural male inclination. And so I would sit down and say to David, look, Dave, you can't do that. Girls are not physically as strong as men. Men, even though you can and you're stronger, David, you cannot bully your sisters. You can't do that. That is wrong.
Guidance, coach, guidance.
Right? Not just say, quit hitting your sister, quit hitting your sister. No, because it's that male response. He's got that male response. And you know what else? He doesn't want his sisters to get one up on him because he's a male. It's good stuff. And I don't know how you guys are going to react today. I don't know. Can I go one more direction with it? I'll get you in here, Craig. You ready? I'm gonna go one step further. The pastors are feminine. For the most, I know some that aren't. Don't get me wrong. Tom Gill's not effeminate. Clint's not effeminate. Who might see when he starts saying the names? Who? She's young. I didn't hear you, honey. She's telling me something. So if I forgot your name, stop it. I'm not talking about you. But for the most part. I said Dale. I said Dale. I thought I did. I meant to say Dale. Hey, how about? Okay, look, I love the flow of the show. It's Spencer. Dig up America's top pastors. See how many of those would make it in a wrestling match or in a football game. Rick Warren, are you? Huh? That big blob of whatever. That big sissy. Piper. TD Fakes. You know, there's rumors out there that TD Fakes likes, I won't even say it, Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen. Do you think Joel Osteen's ever been punched or punched anybody? Andy Stanley, Bill Hybels, Stephen Furtick, Franklin Graham, Greg, folks, why are they popular? James Dobson, God rest his soul. Anybody know why they're popular? Anybody know why they're popular? Come on.
They don't want to offend anyone. They don't speak truth.
They appeal to women. Remember I told you that lady said to me, "You remind me of my ex-husband," right? They want passive leaders in the pulpit. Anybody ever heard? Does anybody know if Joel Osteen has ever led any type of offensive action against abortion? Anybody know if he's done anything? I can tell you why he hasn't. Because the women in the church would rebel because they're pro-choice. Half of them are pro-choice. Their body, their choice. They bought into it.
Man, I'm all over the place. Craig, come on in. This is good. This is good. I may not be one of the top 500 podcasters in America. We're planting some fruit, aren't we? Go ahead, Gene. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, you got, when I think of Declan, I think of God's providence on his life.
Yep.
Because he was born and he had breathing problems right off the get-go. How many days was he in the hospital? 40 or so, whatever. Yep. And then he ran over him.
Yeah.
And God spared his life. I mean, you know, God has a providential hand over Declan.
I believe that.
Right from Craig, right from
every time he comes to my house, he says, Grampy, can I watch David and Goliath? He wants me to put David Goliath up on YouTube so he can watch it every time he comes to the house. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, I'm just saying, if you just go back and you look at the circumstances of his life, I mean, if you go back and you look at the circumstances of, you know, David and Goliath, I mean, he's out there taking care of the sheep, fighting lions, running off bears, right? And, you know, God ends up using him, you know, to take off Goliath. So, you know, we have to go back and look at, you know, that God's ordained each of us for a specific purpose and find out what that purpose is and walk in that will in our life. And then you're going to see the flowings and the blessings of God and the miracles that come along with that just because you're in line with the Holy Spirit and God's plan for your life. So.
I think we're going to, thank you, Craig. I think folks are going to find out that all of God's generals had very small followings. Jesus Christ. How many did he have? How many did he have? John, how many did Jesus have? Come on, how many did he have? 13 disciples. Except when they took him to the cross, they all left him. Except one. Yes or no? Yes or no? Where the rubber meets the road. John 3:8. What's that going to say? He that commits sins of the devil, for the devil sins from the end. For this purpose, Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead inside me. And I want you to know something. Christ, the spirit of Christ in me, hates abortion. Why don't I? Johnny.
Yeah, so my education is God made me a certain way, and he made women a certain way. And he knew what he was doing when he made us. Now, he made us to work together and to come together to him in him to make us one. It's just like the rules of the road. When I'm driving this truck, I had to go to driver school to learn how to drive this 80,000-pound tank down the road. Now, if I don't stay in my lane and I go into somebody else's lane where I don't belong, there's going to be trouble. So we need to learn to respect one another for who we are and the way that God made us. And mm-hmm. I mean stay in your lane, you know, just stay in your lane.
And quit training little boys to act like little girls. Stop.
Yeah, and then when you're turning out to be these Richard Simmons and this and that, you need to go back to driver school, meaning you need to open up the Word.
That's
open
right.
Open up the Word and let the instruction manual tell you where you need to straighten out. You don't necessarily need to make fun of it.
Out,
but
point it out to those around you. This is not correct.
Yeah.
Not how man acts.
Do corrective action so you're not killing people around you.
Amen.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Pull this up for me. Number 9. Are you sitting down? You sitting down? Number 9. What are gender roles? By the way. Look who website this is. Why Planned Parenthood. What are gender roles and stereotypes? How many of you want Planned Parenthood training you on gender roles? How many of you think that's a good idea, right? So here is a Planned Parenthood putting out gender roles because why? They want women not to have strong men in their lives so they can murder their babies. That's all this is about. It's of the devil. So they tell, what are the gender roles? Means how we're expected to act, dress, groom. Men are generally expected to be strong, aggressive, and bold. Generally expected. Every society and ethnic group and culture has gender role expectations, but they can be very different from group to group. So how do gender stereotypes affect people? Why, widely accepted judgment or bias about a person or a group, even though it's overly sympathized, not always accurate. Stereotypes about gender can cause unequal and unfair treatment because of a person's gender. This is called sexism. People read this bull crap. Personality, four basic kinds of gender stereotypes. These are the same people who want to murder your baby. Personality traits, domestic behavior, occupations. Some people are quick to assume that teachers and nurses are women. Why do they assume that? Because most of them are. And that pilots, doctors, and engineers are men. Why would they assume that? Because most of them are. Those are male roles. Oh, for example, Planned Parenthood. For example, women are expected to be thin and graceful. Really? Who expects them to be that? Oh, you mean Playboy magazine? That puts women on there as looking like this little petite thing? See, we don't expect it. They program us to expect it. There's a difference. Women are expected to be thin and graceful. Men are expected to be tall and muscular. Well, I missed out on that one. Men and women are also expected to dress and groom in ways that are stereotypical to their gender. In other words, men are supposed to wear pants and have short hair. Oh, wow. What a crazy thought. Women wearing dresses and makeup. I never knew that. Hyperfemininity is the exaggeration of stereotype behaviors that are believed to be feminine. Folks, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue doesn't put big, fat, hairy women on the cover. Why are they trying to convince us something's pretty when it isn't? I always tell my wife, you can ask her. Honey, I'm sorry I'm not 5'10", 170. I wish I was. But I'm 5'6", 220. I'm not the stereotypic sexy guy they're going to put on Playgirl magazine. Think about that. Playgirl magazine. Come on in, Doc. Finish this out here, Paul. I've about shot my wad. Am I allowed to say that? Is that sexual to say that?
I'm sorry. You're not going to offend my little ears. Anyway, okay. I posted Tucker Carlson and this country guy.
John Rich. John Rich.
Yeah. I mean, you got to listen to this interview. I mean, we've talking about that side. Now, there's still people out there that are masculine and telling the truth and not afraid to die for the truth and bringing out the virtues that we all need to hear. And that particular interview, I hope you get to listen to it, talks about the BS of Darby and, you know, running into the Scoville Bible and all this other stuff, and how our pastors don't want to touch Revelation. Even the pastor that I go to doesn't want to touch Revelation, right? Doesn't want the harsh truth about where we're going with this crap. The killing of our babies? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. It makes me
How could any pastor be silent on the murder of unborn children other than he's bought into feminism?
You know, Coach, it used to be 90% of doctors were male. Okay. Now it's turning completely around. And there's a reason for that, Coach. Yep. There's a reason. There is no virtue in this, Coach.
Amen.
Anyway.
Amen. God created them male and female, created he them. Right? We don't even know our kids in school. What are we teaching them about traditional male-female roles? What are we teaching them in the church? We've got some work to do. See you tomorrow.